A very, very good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listeners. We just had actually the double, what is it? The double, you know, the double trouble. Well, double trouble, double Francinas. No, they were not troubles. They were, you know, a double good of whatever comes from them. You know, it's a double good. The Francinas, I have to find the very, you guys need to find actually a cool name for yourself, you know? You know, find something that is, you know, that that bring out that double what, you know? Yeah, the Francinas. No, thank you for Shosha Times. Very, 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 very great information, sir. How do you build, you know, the family empires and all the discussion that went on there? I wish I listened from the very beginning. So I just came in now and I was listening. It's quite a very, very... very interesting. Make sure that you tune in all the times. Make sure that you tune in, Shosha Times, you know, every Saturday. So there's always interesting stories. And they build up, actually. They build up to what I'm going to talk about. So they build up what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to keep in suspense for a little while. So of telling you what are we going to discuss. Stick around a little bit. I'm going to tell you what we're going to discuss. But good morning to you. Wherever you find yourself in this beautiful land of the brave. Land of the brave. So I'm Mike, Big Mike Oshavedi. So I have taken over the mic, and thank you, ladies, for, you know, crossing that mic here. So now you're in the good hands of the big one, you know. So, all right. So our time, it's about 6 minutes past the hour of 11. It's a Saturday morning, wherever you find yourself. Hopefully, you know, you are not driving. And if you're driving, make sure that you are driving safely. As the lady say, don't drink and drive. Don't drink alcohol and drive. So, because you could be drinking water. So, all right. So drink alcohol and drive. So make sure that the people, make sure that you're safe and the people that you are driving with are also safe. You know, get safely to the destination wherever you are going. You know, you're going for happy festive seasons. Eh? You don't want to, you know, you don't want to getting home and you create, you know, and you create this moment, this unwanted moment, this sad moment. Eh? You are responsible for that. So make sure that you are not the one responsible, that you are responsible for people enjoying themselves at this time of the year. All right. So wherever you're traveling, so be safe. That's the message from Eager FM here, and take care of yourself and the one who are actually traveling with you. So, yeah, it has changed a little bit on this side. Traffic becoming a bit lot. That's why we hate you guys from Windhoek or from wherever you're coming from, because you flood our street, you know. All these times we can, you know, go to the shop easily, you know, go to do whatever we want, on, you know, nice and easy. Now you come and, you know, we find ourselves queuing up for anything, for petrol, for shopping, and for no. Stay where you are, man. Yeah, stay where you are. We are happy being on our own here. So, all right. But as long as you come with something that make us, you know, yeah. So you're welcome. But yeah, much traffic, this part of the world. Make sure that you are cautious in your driving, and also if you are on foot. Pedestrian, make sure that you're very, very careful when you're doing some crossing or, you know, traveling or walking along the road or something like that. Just be careful a little bit, because there are quite a number of traffic, on this side of the world. So, and wherever you're listening to us, make sure that, and this is a good time for you to actually upload our Eagle FM app. Because you are traveling, you never know where you might find yourself, and you will not be able to actually have the frequency to listen to us. So then you are sorted. You have the app. You're still connected to Eagle FM. And good morning. This is now Mind Matter, the programs that really focus on you. Okay. On your well-being, on your physical well-being, on your well-being as a person, in your emotional well-being, physical well-being, psychological well-being, emotional well-being. So we look at those, you know, those little psychological patterns in our lives and social factors, you know, and social factors that are influenced, those who are influenced, the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we make decisions in life. So those are the things that we're looking at, all right, on this program. But today we have an interesting one, that what we're going to talk about. What are we going to talk about? And I'm inviting you to chill with me. You know, I want you to be part of today. I want you from the very beginning. I want you to come through and chill with me on this topic, you know, because I want to hear from you. I'm not the one who's going to talk and talk because, you know, this doesn't require, this is not about something we have an, it's not about an expert input. No, no, no. This is about life experience. And you know what the topic is? So are you, this is because of what is happening in, not only in the north, around the country, is wedding festive. I mean, it's wedding fevers all over. You know, there are so many weddings around here now. So, which is good for us. You know, we don't need to cook at home anymore. For us, you just go to any wedding, especially wedding that they don't know you. So you come putting on nice suit and also they think it's somebody maybe from the girl side, if it's on the boy side, or maybe it's from the girl, boy side, if it's on the girl side. So, yeah, they just think there's someone, you know, very important coming through. And you're taken on the high seat. So we're not going to cook anymore. These days, we're not cooking anymore. I'm talking about the bachelors. So some of us, you know, are married and we still have food at home. All right. So, all right. Now, what we're talking about is, are you, because there's this fever, you know, marriage fevers that's taking place. So what are we looking at? Are you marriage material? Yes, that's it. That's what we're talking about. Are you marriage material? That's a good question. This is actually, that's asking yourself. Now, ask yourself, just ask yourself, be honest with yourself, but you're going to compare yourself to what we're going to talk about, okay? There are a couple of things that we're going to talk about, and I really want you to come through and talk about it. I want this bit, it's not just that I want it to be fun, it's not that I want it to be fun, but I want it really to hear what, because this is not right and wrong, there's nothing that you can say, okay, these are exactly what it is. What wife, it's depending from where you're from your cultures, from your beliefs, from whatever. So it depending. So it's different from person to person, from culture to culture, religion to religion. So there isn't really, but there are certain qualities or traits that we both can agree that if a partner have this kind of quality, or if you have this kind of quality, that would be a quality that will make a good material for a wife or a husband. And we're not only looking for one sex. We're looking for all of. Are you a marriage material? That's what we're looking at today. So make sure that you tune in. Make sure that you participate, and you can then come through as well from right away. From now, you know, you're welcome to come through. Are you marriage materials? Okay. Sometimes you don't have to say you are, but you can also tell us what are the qualities of a good marriage material. What are the good marriage material qualities? You know, you can also tell us what are those traits. What are those traits of a good quality of a good marriage material? So. Or personalities or traits or something like that. So that's, you can also come through and tell us what are those. Maybe you yourself might not be the marriage material, but what are the qualities you think are actually good for what you would refer as marriage materials. So do that. You can do that already. I welcome you to come through already. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. So you're most welcome to come through at any time. to discuss this topic. All right. But the other thing is that what we do here from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, we also refer this time as a mental health hours. So what I allow you to do is also to come through with any other issues of emotional concerns, of psychological concern, of any other, you know, distress, that of any stress concern, you understand? So whether it's a question, or it could be someone that is actually going through somebody that you want to help and you don't know how to do that. So you're also most welcome to come. You're also welcome to come through and talk to me. I'm a behavioral counselor. I'm a behavioral psychologist. So you're most welcome. I can be able to talk to you and see what we can be able to do. If I don't, as I said, I can always refer you to someone that can be able to, you know, to help you. I can look for the answers for you if I don't have the answers. And I wouldn't claim that I have all the answers, but definitely I believe I can be able also to help you as well. So good morning and welcome. And it's a mouthful today. So, and I hope that you relax. It's holiday vibe, you know. Don't be too, you know, don't be too, you know, relax. Okay. So, and I want you today, I really want you to come through on this one. Are you a marriage material, or what are the traits, you know, for a marriage material person, you know, or individuals? So do please come through today and talk to us about that. So because we're focusing on this because of what is going around on this side, there are so many weddings that are taking place. Are you a marriage? It doesn't mean because you're marrying, you're actually a marriage materials. That's what we're going to find out as well. All right? Well, you could be marrying today, or you could be sitting in your car going, you know, going for your marriage, you know, going for your marriage event, going to exchange vows already. So this is a question for you. Are you marriage material? Eh? So that's a question for you also. So it doesn't mean just because you're marrying, you're actually marriage materials. So the other things in this context, we're also looking at this in a context of, you know, the rate of divorce in this country is actually more than the rate of marriage. So there are so many people that, there are so many marriages that are breaking up than actually people marrying now. So what is going on? One of that, it could be that many people that are actually getting married are not marriage material. That could be also the answers. It's also that people who are getting married, they are not ready to get married. Eh? They are not married material. And what does that mean, actually being a married material? That's another question. What does it mean being a married materials? So all that's coming up with your help as well and with your participation. 0833-66-091. That's a number you should be already dialing. I don't see anything happening here. Please, you know, it's a number you should be dialing already. All right. Before we get into that, and we have plenty of time to do that today, because our time is about 18 minutes past 11. So let's have a musical break. And Ronan Keating, If Tomorrow Never Comes. So haven't you, how long, since when, you know, you have heard that song?
I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart?
if tomorrow never comes? Don't you know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day? She's my only one. And if my time on this world without me is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself. Say each day how much it means to me. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance. Tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, does she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day? She's my time on earth went through. She must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love.
Oh yeah.
Just what you're thinking of.
If tomorrow never comes.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back, welcome back. And that's Ronald Keating, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. This is Mind Matter. And I am Mike Oshoveli, and our time, it's about 22 minutes past the hour of 11. So yes, what we are talking about today, it's actually come from what is happening around, you know. We're looking at, are you a marriage materials? Okay, you could be married today. Or you could be planning to get married. Or you could be just thinking about it. Or you could be married as well. So it doesn't matter who. You know, it doesn't mean because you're married, you're married material. So now that's the question that we're asking today. That's what I want you, you know, to chill with me this morning. All right? So, but okay, let's get into this. There are two things that I want you to understand. Okay? There are two ways we can look at this, okay? First of all, so that I'm just opening up your eyes in examining, in reflecting whether you are a marriage material, okay? So there are two ways you can look at this, or you can look at this question. Now, one is that there are traits, because when we're looking at, okay, are you marriage materials? What are we looking at, really? We're kind of just looking at what are those. What are the traits that, first of all, that are, could be the culture, could be through from your culture, from the society you live in, that are prescribed or described as the qualities that would make actually a good wife or a good husband. All right. So as a man, maybe a provider, someone who is, you know, stable and have a job, have a house, all the other things. We're going to look at that. So a woman could be a natural, you know, a homemaker and all those kind of things. Yeah? So there are certain things that have your society qualities that they have actually described or subscribed for a good wife or for a good husband. Maybe you're looking at that and said, okay, these are the things, these are the quality that I must have to be marriage material. And most of the time people are looking at that. You know, most of the time we're looking at what is from our culture, from our religion, from whatever, our environment. What is that actually prescribed or understood to be what are the traits that understood to be as a good wife or as a good husband, okay? And we're going to look at some of this. But I want you to look at this in two way, okay? Before we go too deeper into those. Kind of categorize them put them in two categories, if you like. No, not in two categories. There are traits, let's put it in this way. There are traits for attracting partner, okay? There are traits for attracting partner. And there are traits for there are traits for being a good partner. There's a difference there. There are traits for attracting a partner. You know, there are qualities or traits or qualities, you know, of attracting a partner. And there's also traits for being a good partner. So, and when we talk about now, so when we talk about, are you a marriage materials? So both of these, okay, both of these, both of set of traits work together. Both of them work together actually to form a fulfilling relationship. They both work to form a fulfilling relationship, but the balance and emphasis actually shift as the relation actually deepen. Now, as the relation deepen, the balance and the emphasis also shift. So first of all, we need to understand what are those traits? So what are the traits that, you know, attracting? What are the traits for attracting a partner? So are the traits of attracting a partner are the traits that make you a marriage material? Now, this is now what you have to think. Are these traits that make you a marriage material? And the problem is, you know, many of us actually finding ourselves, you know, attracting partners. We're looking at traits that attract partners rather than actually trait of being a good partner. Okay, and those traits of being a good partner is actually the traits that, you know, that's what really means to be marriage materials. Now, depending on how actually that has been defined. All right, so attraction often focus, you know, when we're talking about attraction, often focuses on first impression. Okay, it focuses on first impression, it focuses on how you present yourself. Now, remember how you present yourself. The purpose of how you're presenting yourself is actually to attract a partner. But is that you? Is that you? Think of the things that you go through. Physical attractiveness, what do? There's so much things that you do that just to attract, you know, to attract a partner. So some of them, you don't do it intentionally. So it's not that, okay, I'm going, Aikapandwa, opondi attracting her, or omlumenwil, or I'm going to have a cut so that I can attract a woman. You don't do that. It's not something that consciously that you do. You just want to make yourself beautiful. And when you look good, you're more likely actually to attract people to, you know, you're more likely to attract people. You understand? That's what it means. You know, there are certain outward things that you do, which you're not doing necessary to attract, but that's what it meant normally, you know? When you look good, when you make yourself look good, why do you do that? Yes, it makes you feel good yourself, but also you want other people to see you looking good, isn't it? So, but are those now, you know, are those qualities, are those traits, would those quality make a marriage? Would those quality make a good marriage? Now, let's look at some physical attractiveness. So there are those who completely now, you know, reduce marriage quality to physical attractiveness. So what are you looking for? You know, when you said, what are you looking for in a man, for example? Oh, he should be good looking, have muscles, and you know, all the physical, have work, you know, it's that he have a stable job. Those are very important. Remember, they're very important, but do they make marriage? You know, stable job, you know, certain characteristic that you actually, you know, you kind of think would make a good partner. Do you understand? But in the way, these are qualities or traits that attract, you know, that attract you to the persons. Do you see the difference? They don't necessarily make them good partners. You know, a good looking man, it doesn't make him a kind person. Eh? It doesn't make him a kind person. A good looking person, it doesn't make them trustful with. It doesn't make them being looking good, looking handsome, or a woman looking beautiful. It doesn't make them, you know, trustworthy. It's not because, oh, they look beautiful and therefore they are trustworthy. So beautiful, this traits for attracting partner are not necessarily what make a good, what make you a marriage material. So, or maybe you're looking at social status, all this outside thing, you're looking at social status, you know, what this person have, you know, who are they, how are they known in the society and all that. So are they famous? What do they have? What is their reputation and all that in terms of, you know, social status? So that is traits for attracting a partner. It's more like this is the marketing. That's a part of our marketing part, you know, as an individual. Sometimes done intentionally, sometimes not. You know, it's just that, you know, you happen to be the person you are. You happen to be the CEO of a certain company. You know, you didn't become a CEO so that you attract a beautiful woman. You now can. Now that's why it becomes a trait for attracting a partner. So, but some people focus only on that as a quality for marriage material. Do you understand? Do you understand how shallow that is? And why do we have later problems when it comes to, you know, I was talking earlier on that divorce rate is higher more than marriage rate in Namibia at this point in time. So when we talk about what are you a marriage material? So it's a kind of what do you, does this trait, this attracting, you know, this physical, not only physical, social status, and even sexual appeal. You know, you're looking at, he looks so good, you know. This more external traits, you know, are very important. They are very important. It's not just they are not, it's not that these are not important. They are very important because you know, maybe they help you to meet the kind of person that you want. Maybe they also show you what you have in common with that person. So you understand. So it's not that they are not important, but have they become your, you know, this is now what you think. If I have these qualities, this is what make me a marriage material. You know? Because in themselves, they are very shallow. They are not long. They would not create, in those one would not create a deep committed relationship in the end. It's nice to have. It's those things like, you know, it's nice to have, you know, if the person we're talking about social status now, if the person have a beautiful, beautiful car, for example, the latest car, you know, would that make him, you know, a marriage material? So, and then when we're looking at other traits, like, would that make him faithful? Having a beautiful car, one of the latest car, would that actually make him, you know, would that make him attractive? I mean, would that make him faithful? It could be actually put him back. It could be the opposite. Anyway, it would actually bring more temptation than actually the opposite. Hmm? So those are the things that we're looking at. That you see, do you now? Can you see where do you focus? We're gonna look at the other trait for being a good partner now. And I'm not saying for that person being a good partner, but I'm saying for you being a good partner. You understand? Now we're looking at outside. We're looking at traits that attract a partner. But would those traits actually keep the partner? Physical attractiveness, would that keep actually the partner? You know, social status. If it was the case, we would have people still living. We would still have people living together as marriage couple. Based on that, would you say they are staying? Any old couple that live for 25, 26 years, they won't tell you that we have been together for 25 years because, you know, I have always been admiring his, you know, his look. Because those gonna change. If you are a lady and you look so beautiful, you're with your what we call, as I said, sex appeal, that sex body you have two or three children, and that change. And that change. So that's why we're looking at, there are certain things that people play, which they think these are what make, you know, a marriage material, that you have to look in certain way. But what if that disappeared in the course of your life together? What happened then? You are no longer marriage material. So I want us to make that distinction in our thinking. And I want to chill with you. Okay? I want to chill with you. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. Please do come through. Talk to me. What do you think? Okay? So now there are two ways looking at this. As I said, there are two ways looking at this question. One is that there are traits for attracting a partner, and there are traits for being a good partner. So that's what we're going to do. There's a big, big, big difference. All right? So, and these ones, as much as they are very important, they are not actually traits that actually make a marriage material. Physical attractiveness, social status, and sex appeal, and many other things. All right? These are not traits that would make a marriage material. But now you have to ask, what I want you now to understand is that now you may have actually made these as are the traits that actually make marriage material. So the first thing that you're looking at when you're looking for a man, or looking for woman, what is that? What is the first thing that you're looking at? You're probably looking how sexual attraction, isn't it? But think of any relations that you have before. How far that have taken you. The sexual attraction of somebody. How far that have taken you in that relationship. You still actually, with that woman so beautiful, you still actually cheated on her. Or with that man looking that the way they look, or whatever you think it's a trait that attracted you to the person, you still actually left that person. Now, ask yourself, what made me left this person? Or what made me, you know, eventually see that sexual appeal, social status, physical attractiveness were not the values that I'm looking for? So eventually, so we can talk in terms of stage, which is not the point of this at this point in time, you know. So, but you realize in the end that, and then you are now in your stage where you think, okay, that's haven't made that, it didn't make them a good partner. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. It didn't make them a good partner. Sex appeal didn't make them a good partner. Social status didn't make them a good partner. Physical attractiveness didn't make them a good partner. Do you understand? The way he looks, and, you know, he could be the most handsome and good-looking guy, but is that what make him a good partner? So the things he have, the kind of the amazing house he have, the cars he drives, does that actually make him a good partner? Would that be actually what make him a marriage material? You know, could be good and bad. You know, it could be very good, you know. Does that actually, maybe, eh? So he could be good with you and good with others as well. You're not the only one, you know? All right. So now, those are two things that I want you to know, okay? Make that difference. There are traits for attracting a partner. Make that difference. There's a big one. And there are traits for being a good partner. So now we're going to look at, you know, traits for being a good partner. Do you see the difference here? So I'm not talking about the other person. I'm actually talking about you. Now, that's where we come now asking, are you a marriage material? So when we're talking about being a partner, so being a partner, being a good partner, it centers on building traits that makes you. Now we're looking at, you remember when, let's look at the olden days, okay? What is a good wife? And what make a good wife? So when you were brought up, the way you were brought up, you were already being prepared to be a wife or to be a husband. So already from your very young age, you're being prepared. The goal was, actually, it looks as if the goal was to be a wife. And the goal was to be a husband. So because being a wife and a husband, being this union, is what form the community. It's the lifeblood of the community. You know, community actually depend on units. And one of the unit is marriage unit. Okay? This marriage unit. And this unit actually make up the community. So the focus was, as you are being prepared, because you're going to be an independent. They already see, when you're going to be independent, you're already skilled. You are equipped with all the skills that you need as a woman or as a man. So everything that you do, okukalifa, okukeshengeshitoninge, you know, nge unokutona terengobe, nge unokudikumbo, nge unoku, you know, everything, and your focus has been. And that's why there were gender roles. So we live in a different environment now, but still, that's still within our evolutionary instinct. Okay? Now, being a partner then, being a good partner, is not just something just happened naturally. Do you understand? There are traits that make you ready for a deep, committed relationship. So there are many people who are getting married today, who are getting married, but they are not ready. There's a difference between also marrying and being ready. Of course, you can say, I'm ready. Yeah. No, that's just something that you want. Does it mean when I want it, I'm ready? No, not necessarily. You could be wanting something, but you're not ready. Or you could be saying, but I have a house, you know, maybe you're a man. I have a house, I have a car. I'm kind of stable, you know. All I need now, it's a woman. So, yeah, remember the physical attraction? Remember the attractiveness that we talk about, that you have a social status, you have a physical, you know, you have, you know, your social status, maybe you're looking good, you have work, you have, you know. Those are just traits for attracting a partner. Okay? A trait for attracting a partner. You know, but are you ready? What would make you ready? Yes, they are very important. Of course, you need to have a house. Okay? But would a house make you keep would a house make you keep a wife? What would make you keep a wife? Yes, you may be looking good. Would looking good, whatever that is, you know, having all whatever you have, would that make you keep the wife? So, and those are the things now we're talking about. What are you talking about? Are you a marriage material? On both sides. Okay. So as I said, you know, being a partner, being a good partner, normally that focus on the traits that make you ready. That make you ready. And I was giving an example of how you were brought up as a young girl or as a young man. You were being prepared, you know, first of all, with endurance. You know, the working that you do, kupendukengula tankalima, you know, kutwa, all those kind of things, it's preparing you, you know, to be a very resilient woman. Eh? Nowadays, people looking at it and said, "Ay, otomani fika ni huna." No, it was preparing that when now you're going to have your own home, you are ready. Eh? You have gone through that endurance. Eh? There are other happy things as well that you have gone through. Eh? Some people don't even know how to cook. You understand? How do you keep your home? Eh? So there are so many, there are physical things also now you're being prepared for, you know, physical things that you're being prepared for as well. There are also then emotional things that you're being prepared for. And those are the most important ones. Emotional intelligence. The other things are very important as well. So remember now, are you marriage material? And we talk the things that actually, the traits that can attract a partner. Now we're looking at the traits for being a good partner. Yeah. So, and we have to understand in the context of where you're from. We have to understand in the context of your culture, in the context of your faith, in the context of your environment, you know. So it's different from culture to culture, from person to person, depending where you're from. Okay? This is not an amen. It's not like an amen. This is exactly what make you ready. What make you a marriage material. But there are qualities that are general qualities that we can talk about for any person that if you have this quality, you're more likely actually to be a good partner for your future husband or for your future wife. All right, for being ready for a deep committed relationship. So one of the quality or a traits for good, and we're gonna go into that. Okay, maybe let me just quickly just mention something and then we go in detail about those. So it's emotional intelligence. We're gonna look at that. It's empathy. These are qualities, and beside other things, as I said, being I'll give an example of how you physically being trained, you know, in certain skills. They are very important. For us, some people now don't think that they are. They are very important. All right. So empathy, kindness, and I'm gonna talk a little bit in details about some of this. Effective communications. So, because, you know, there are certain things that can be able to keep, would make you, those skills make you a better partner, make you ready for a deep, committed relationship. Trustworthiness, loyalty. And we talk about men and women. This is not just about women. Vulnerability. So those are some of the things. Shared value to build intimacy. That's also very important. And we're going to look at that as well. So agreeableness. You know, agreeableness. Someone who's teachable on both sides. So if you come in thinking that I know everything, you know, and depending now where you come from, the background you're coming from. So that, and those are the problem, given where we are today also, you know, how things have evolved, you know. So we also have to read the signs of time. We also need to know where we are, rather than banging all the time. You know, things were like this, things were like, but things are not like that anymore. You know, agreeableness and compassion. Compassion, you know, which deepen connection beyond that initial spark. So, and we're going to look also into that. As I said, these both set of traits. So work together to form a fulfilling relationship. We're talking about, when we talk about, are you marriage material? We're looking at a traits, you know, combination of traits, you know, which you as kind of skills or personalities that form that together they form that fulfilling, that can be able to help you to form a fulfilling relationship, you know. So that's what it is all about. So we're going to look at now now maybe now let's have a music break as well quickly, and then we're going to look at also quickly look at set of I'll call it a set of external set of traits. So look at that, and then we go into now in other traits that we're now looking at as you know, traits that you need to be a marriage material. So stay tuned. And you haven't come through yet. So our telephone number is 0833-66-091. I wanted to chill with you. I want to chill with you. Please do come through and tell me, what is your experience like? Okay. Maybe I'm saying something that is absolutely, that's not true. You know, so you are allowed to come through and contradict that. Not contradict, but, you know, give your opinion. It could be different from mine. You're most welcome. So remember also, this is Mind Matter. This is Mental Health Hours. So you also welcome to come through. Ask questions. If there's something that you'd like to understand in relation to our mental health, or any other issues that you may going through, that you want to discuss, don't come and discuss that I have a financial problem. You can discuss that in terms of how do I handle the way my emotions of wanting to maybe alienate myself or ending my life because of this. Then we can talk. That's what we can talk about. I'm not going to talk how I'm going to give you money, you know, or how you get. We can also talk how you can get money, but, you know, I want to help you how you can deal with emotions that you may be going through, whatever situation that you may find yourself. So, yeah, do that. This is also the platform we're giving you. You might not have someone that you can talk to, and this is the platform when we can. You have to be anonymous. You don't need to talk about to tell your name and all that. So, and we can see what we can be able to do. Our time, 55 minutes past the hour of 11, 5 minutes to 12. So you're also welcome to come through. Come through. This is very something I want to talk to you about, really. So Queen of my heart, what's life?
So here we stand in our secret place, where the sound of the crowd is so far away. And you take my hand, and it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say? Do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams. We both wanna fly. So let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times.
I'll always look back as I walk away.
Yes, West Live. West Live, the Queen of My Heart. So, the Queen of My Heart by West Live. A very good morning to you and thanks for joining us. This is Mind Matters with Michael Chiavelli. So, we're looking at, are you marriage materials? So that's the question that we're looking at. This is the topic I wanted to hang out with you this morning. And you don't want to hang out with me. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, you don't like me, or you're just ignoring me, or you're busy. Ah, okay. You're busy. Someone just texted me that they're busy. All right. But I know you're listening. That's one thing for sure. All right. Now we're going to look at the quality. Okay. The traits of you being a marriage materials. And how are we going to do it? Okay. Before I maybe go into and talk about some traits that are very, very, very important that we need to focus on. I'm going to do it this way. Okay. I'm going to have a self check. Okay. And I want you to be really, really honest with yourself. Okay? So we're going to be a self-check whether you are marriage materials. And the kind of a question that you're only going to answer yes or no. Those kind of prompt questions where you need just to answer yes or no. And you will count your yes. All right? You'll count your yes and then it will tell you where you are in terms of that. Okay. So we will have about 12, you know, quick yes or no prompt, just to, you know, check yourself, self-check. This is kind of self-check. If you are, a marriage material, that's interesting. All right. This is really interesting. Now be honest. I want you to be honest. And these are some traits. Some of the question things that I'm asking are the traits that maybe you and I can agree that if a person have these qualities, definitely, you know, these are qualities that would build a committed relationship, you know, a faithful, committed relationship. If somebody have these qualities, would be able actually, you know, to make a good material for marriage. Okay. So we look at some of those qualities, but we're looking at that in form of questions. That's why it's a self-check. 12 questions that I'm going to ask you. No, the first one, do you take responsibility when you hurt someone? And I'm not talking about your partner now, because we're looking for, are you ready? We're looking at the quality that will make you ready as a prospect for marriage. Do you have these qualities to be a prospect for marriage, to be a good prospect for marriage, to make your marriage material? That's what we're looking at. Now, do you take responsibility when you hurt someone? Why do you think this is a good trait? It's a good trait for a partner. You know, if the partner have this quality, have this trait, would actually be a good material for marriage. Why do you think so? Responded. Do you take responsibility when you hurt someone? This doesn't matter whether you hurt your brother, whether you hurt a friend, whether you hurt. Do you take responsibility? Are you that kind of person who would actually acknowledge that they have hurt somebody? And they take that responsibility maybe to go back and say, I'm really sorry, you know, for what I have done, you know, for what I did. I was wrong. So if you're not ready, if you're not that type of person, if you don't have this trait, I can tell you already, you are not a marriage material. Because there will be a lot of hurt. And if you can't take responsibility, you will be hurting your partner many times. And if you cannot take responsibility of that, that's not gonna hold at all. So these are qualities, these are traits, these are personalities that you should already build. Okay? You can still build it, but you know, but do you see the traits that you need to be marriage material? Okay, that's the first one. Can you take responsibility when you had someone? If yes, just know, take a pen and paper. Okay, we will have 12 questions, and then depending how much you get, we will tell you where you are and what you need to do. So now the second one, can you talk about money without getting defensive? Eh? So I'm talking about money without getting defensive. This is a very sensitive, you know, it's a very sensitive aspect in a marriage, you know. And I can tell you, coming from me, I'm married, you know. So I know what I'm talking about. So, and you probably know what you're talking about, you know. So now the reasons why I put it here, it's something that is very sensitive to individual. So you could be actually marrying and you don't even know how much is your wife get and how much your husband get. And so now a good trait in your husband or in your wife, in a marriage material is being able, you know, to actually talk about money without getting defensive. I'm talking about it's not about money, it's about being able to talk about it without getting defensive. That's a good quality, that's a good trait. Yeah? That's a good trait for what now you can say that if you have that, that's material marriage. That's a marriage material characteristics or personality. Yeah. Now that second, is it a yes or no? Be honest with yourself. Can you talk about money without getting defensive? So, and I'm not just talking in a context of relationship. Talk also at this point, you know, are you someone who is very sensitive when it comes to talking about money? If somebody's talking about, hey, you know, whatever the case. So, is that a marriage material quality? So, do you feel comfortable saying, I was wrong? Eh? Do you feel comfortable saying, yeah, I was wrong? So, because this is it's a marriage material quality. Eh? It's a marriage material trait. If you don't have that, you are neither ready and you are not a marriage material. So, because if you can be able to acknowledge you're wrong, it's the only way you can be able to move forward. Otherwise, you will continue build up a war, you know? You will continue to build up a war. Hmm? You will continue to build up a war. So a marriage material quality is being able to say, I am wrong. Okay? I'm sorry. I was wrong. Okay? So, but do you feel comfortable saying I was wrong? If not, there are those who just, they are always right. They will feel that they are always right. That marriage is not, you don't have marriage material character, personalities. Okay, traits. Okay, that's the word I want to use. So now, answer to that question, yes. And being honest with yourself, this is a self-check. Okay, you are by yourself. You don't need to lie to yourself. So do you feel comfortable saying I was wrong? Okay, now fourth, can you calm yourself when you feel triggered? Can you calm, you know, do you have way to calm yourself when you are triggered, because you're gonna be triggered a lot. Yeah, so you're not living, for now you're living alone, you're not triggered much, you know, you're living on your own. When you are with somebody, Okay? When you're in a relationship, you're triggered a lot. You just have someone who would just, you know, you're just 2 minutes late. You didn't, okay, why didn't you call me? You know, why didn't you call me? You know? And that's triggered. Are you controlling me? Do you understand? Anything said can trigger you, you know? So now, can you calm yourself when you feel triggered? And there's so many situations that can trigger this kind of emotion in you. You know, that just triggers something in you. So that if you have those, that trait, you know, you are ready. And not the only one. We're putting all those together. We're building up that are you marriage materials. If you say yes to this, you know, we are building that up. Okay? We are seeing, we're trying to see if you are marriage material. Okay? So that's the fourth question. Can you calm yourself when you feel triggered? All right. Number five. Do you keep small promises? Okay? I'm not even talking about big promises. I'm talking, do you keep small promises? Because that's where you start. If you don't even keep small promises, you're not ready. And you're not marriage material. You're not ready and you are not marriage material. If you can't keep small promises. You know, I will call you. Just to say, I will call you. No, I will call you later. You know, and you don't call back. You are not marriage material. Those small promises, I can tell you now, they are very, very, very important. It's not the bigger one. It's these small promises that are very, very important. And if you're not that person who can keep this, if you can't keep small promises, my friend, you're not marriage material. And I'm telling you now, you are not. So, yes or no? So that's, we're building up. If you are, we are checking. We self-check 12 points or 12 prompts if you are marriage material. So, can you forgive? Number six, can you forgive? We are right in the middle. Can you forgive? Not forget, maybe. Not maybe forget, but forgive. That's a big, big, big one in a marriage. If you can't forgive, your marriage is over. If you can't forgive, your relation is over. If you don't have that trait in you, you are not ready for a relationship. You are not marriage material if you can't forgive. You are not. You are absolutely not. It's one quality that you should have. You should develop. You may not have it now, but these are the things that you need to think. That's why I said some people think they are ready just because they want to, you know, to wear that white stuff. You know, they just want to get through that white dress. But do they have this trait that make you marriage material? Do you have this trait? So we are at the number six. Can you forgive? Not forget maybe, but forgive. Yes or no? How many yes do you have? And how many no you still have? Okay? So we're going to see so where you are from this checklist. From your self checklist. All right. Now, number seven. Do you listen more than you speak in when it comes now to hard talk? Okay. Do you know where I'm pushing all this? Okay. Do you listen more than you speak in a hard talk? And I can tell you, I have about 25 years of experience of counseling. And these are some of traits that are very, very, very important. And actually, you know, most people when they come, you know, when they come with problems, it's because you don't listen. We think we do. In most cases, we think we do, but we don't. We listen to, you know, to answer. We listen to respond, you know, actually to react. We listen to respond. We already know, okay, I already know what you're going to say, okay? I already know what you're going to say. I don't want to hear it, you know? Or when you listen, you just listen to, actually, do you see people argue? You have been in a situation where people are arguing, but they are talking two different things. They are arguing on two different things. Completely, each one on his own longing. Someone is talking about something that happened. The other one is talking about why you always this whatever. Eh? So, why you always this disrespectful? But this one is talking why you are, you know, why you didn't help me washing this with dishes. You know, the other one is talking, you know, something completely different. They are talking to each other, they're arguing, but they're arguing on different things. They are not, you're not listening to what the other person is saying. You're listening to your own emotions. Eh? So maybe a wife comes and says, you could have helped me to wash the dishes. Why didn't you? And then what did you hear? You hear, you know, she thinks now that they remember the self. If you put all the things that we do here, you would immediately, you know, have a bigger picture. Remember the self-talk that we talk? What you hear now is, you know, who she thinks is, you know, she's really disrespecting me. That's what you hear. That's now the message you hear in your head. So how would you respond to that, you know? So your response could be totally different. Eh? It could be, now, I have so much work to do, you know, you don't respect what I do. Now you want me even to watch dishes? What has to do with that? You see how that now you are in a different, you are arguing on the same thing, but actually on a different thing. Yeah. So now that's very important. That's number seven. Do you listen more than you speak in hard talk? I want you now to really, really be honest with yourself and evaluate yourself. Okay? So when we come back, we continue with Martha. We're checking whether you are you. Marriage materials, and we are doing a self reflection. Okay, we are doing a self check. So, all right. So, when we come back, we continue with that. So let's have a quick one. I haven't had. Okay, let's have Celine Dion. Think twice. It has been a while that I really listened to this lady. All right, Celine Dion, think twice.
Sweetest part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distant light, and you and I know there'll be a storm tonight. This is getting serious. Are you thinking about you close that door?
Think twice. Haven't heard that song for a while. All right. Welcome back. And, well, we're looking at, are you a marriage materials? Are you a marriage material? And we're looking at those traits or qualities or personalities that you need to develop, you know, to be a marriage material. Okay, that's exactly what we're looking at. And I did what I'm looking at. We need to do a quick, we're doing a self-check, okay, with 12 questions that I prepared. Looking at those traits, you know, kind of building up. So any question is looking at a quality that you should have or a traits that you should have, you know, if you, you know, a quality that you should have or traits that you should have to be ready, actually, to be ready for marriage or even for just a relationship in general. So are you a marriage material? So that's the question that we're looking at. We looked already, if you're just joining us, you may take a pen or paper. You're answering just yes or no. This is a quick one. One that we're looking at already is do you take responsibility when you hurt someone? So, you know, we're not going to go into that, yes or not. But honest, be honest with yourself. So can you talk about money without getting defensive? So we're looking at the qualities that are very important, traits that are very important for a relationship or for a marriage. So if you don't have that, you know, those traits, you're not ready and you're not a marriage material. Do you feel comfortable saying, I was wrong? So do you feel comfortable saying I was wrong? Can you calm yourself when you feel triggered? Can you calm yourself when you feel triggered? All these are traits and qualities that you should have, should possess, being in a relationship or in a marriage. So can you do you keep small promises? If you can't even keep small promises, you are not marriage material at all, you know? So can you forgive? So that's number six. Can you forgive? And, well, as I said earlier, I said, maybe not forget, but can you forgive? So if you can't forgive, your relationship is over. You know, that marriage is over. So you may be together, but you're not together at all. Okay? So do you listen? And number seven, we stop at seven. Where do you listen more than you speak? Do you listen more than you speak? In a hard talk, and especially when you come to, when you're really, really having a hard talk, do you listen more than you speak? So because that's a quality that you need in a marriage. And if you don't have it, yeah, you're not marriage material. So number eight, are you curious about your partner's inner world? All right. Are you curious about your partner's inner world? Do you have interest in the person's, in terms of, when I'm saying, are you curious about the partner's inner world? It's like, let's say, for example, someone is coming from work, you know? So are you someone, when they come, do you sit with them? Are you interested in knowing how was their day? That's what I'm talking about. Are you interested in just knowing? Are you curious about your partner's inner world? You know, not just physically, you know, what you see, because you only, you know, are you, sometimes they are quiet. Are you curious to understand? Not in the way, oh, they're bothering me when they're so quiet. What is now? What is wrong with them now? You know, but curious where you really want to interest. You have interest in your partner's inner world. When they are quiet, you're kind of interested. You're curious about knowing what is going on. You know, coming from work, how was your work today? You know, if you are not that type of person, if you don't have that, you will never create connection. You will never connect with the person at the deeper level. You are only on this level where, what did you buy? Did you buy this? Oh, I asked you to bring some milk today or whatever. Did you buy the mint? Did you, you know, you're only on that level. Do you understand? You're only on this superficial level of things, of material where you, you know, did you do this? Did you do this? You know? But are you curious about your partner's inner world? Really? If that's within, it's not in you. If you're not that person, you never connect. You never connect on that deeper level. Okay? So that you're not marriage material. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're not marriage material at all. So number nine, can you accept help from your partner? So that's very important. So you may think, of course I can accept help, you know, from my partner, you know. So there comes a time when you grow. The reason I'm asking this question is because, you know, it depends how you brought up sometimes. When in that, you go on doing things. Okay? You go on doing things. Some men maybe just decide, you know, you don't even, when we're talking about help, it's not just about help in terms of financial, but in terms of ideas, in terms of discussing, you know, what do you think about this? You know, can you get help? And sometimes if you're financial, you could be a woman who is a career woman, and maybe your partner is less financial stable than you are. So then what do you do? You tend just to do whatever I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do that. You know, you completely disregard his help. Yeah? So now that's, it's not simple as that. When you think, the question is not simple as can you help? It's there are so many things that's happening. Now, if you're not, maybe you get used to do things by yourself. Anything that you do, just decide I'm going to do and then you're going to. I don't need help. I don't need help from you. not in an arrogant way. Sometimes that's just how you are. That's how you were brought up. Or that's how you have been fighting on your own. You have been now on your own for too long, and you have been fighting by yourself, and you don't even know how to accept help. Do you understand? And then in the long run, you're actually just, you know, pushing the other person away. So you're not ready. You are not marriage material. So all the things that we're saying, see them in the light of building this character. I'm putting up this question. It's kind of like, it's a combination of all this to create the readiness, to create that material, that marriage materials. Okay? You need this aspect. You need that aspect. You need that aspect. You need that trait. You need that trait. You need that trait. Okay? It's not that you all need to have this at once, but it means that you can develop these traits. Okay? You could develop them when you're already in the marriage or when you're already in the relationship. So number 10, do you support your partner's growth? Do you support your partner's growth? So that's if you don't, then you're not marriage material. You aren't marriage material at all. So, and number 11, my mind is somewhere else. Something just come to my mind. All right. Number 11, can you apologize quickly and sincerely? Those are part of being marriage material. Those are materials that you need, you know, for marriage. Can you apologize quickly and sincerely? So if you can't apologize quickly and sincerely, you're not ready and you're not marriage material. Simple as that. So this is a checklist. It's, you say yes or no. Those are just, and I said, take a pen and paper, just yes or no. Or you can just indicate one yes, no. So we could count at the end, you know. And the last one, do you make time for intimacy? Do you make time for intimacy? It could be gone. Once it's gone, this is now the kind of character, that's the kind of personality that you need to develop. This is the trait that you develop. Do you make time for intimacy? This is not only for women, even men. A man could, you know, could be getting somewhere and then he doesn't make time. Do you understand? You're not ready. You're not marriage material. You are not. So, because this is a big part of marriage. It's a big part of a relationship. If you don't make time for it, you grow apart. You grow up apart emotionally. You grow apart emotionally. And remember the question I asked earlier on, are you curious about your partner's inner world? So there's nothing that connects you emotionally. So those are 12 questions to check whether are you ready? Are you ready? Are you marriage material? That's what we are discussing. And I just form up questions that that help you to assess yourself, that helps self-check, you know. So now let's look at the score. If you actually scored 10, this is about 12 questions. If you scored 10 to 12, yes. Okay? If you scored 10 to 12, yes, you are on a very, very, very strong ground. Okay? You are on a strong ground. So you are... what is that? You are ready. You are marriage material. You're on the strong ground. Okay? So if you scored 6 to 9, yes. Okay? 6 to 9, yes. You are also on solid strength, you know? And there are clear work to do still. Okay? If you're on six, you look at those who say no, that means you need still to actually improve those areas. All right? So now, that it doesn't mean that, okay, I can't get married because I'm not marriage material yet. It means that I'm aware of where I am and I can always improve that. You understand? So that's basically what it means. It doesn't mean, okay, no, I'm not marriage material yet. This is a journey. It's not a set that you should have at one point in life. It's how you grow. Remember what I ask also, do you support your partner's growth? It's part of that. Okay? Now, if you scored 0 to 5, yes, if you scored 0 to 5, yes, I think this is an hour. It's a great place to begin. I think, you know, this is now, you need to see, it shows you where you are and where you need to go and things that you need to improve. You don't need, it's not about beating up yourself. Don't think that, oh no. No, it's not about beating yourself. Your focus has probably been completely different. You have been paying attention maybe to yourself. You haven't thought of, I need to be in a relationship. So now that you're thinking about it, now those are very, very, very crucial traits that you should develop. Those are marriage material traits. And if you don't have them, and that these are just basic things based on experience of issues that you deal with when you see couples. Okay? So, where are you? If you are doing this with me, where are you? Can you call me? You can call in and tell me how strong are you. This is not, it's not about shaming anybody. It's not about that. It's about, you know, realizing, okay, I have this, yes. And that means there are a couple of things that I need actually to maybe now look at them seriously, that we have discussed about it. So that's what it's all about. It's not about shaming that, oh, no, you're not marriage material. No, that's not about it. So because maybe that's not your focus. All right? Come through. Let me know how you scored. What is your score? And we can discuss about that as well. All right. So do come through and let's do that. So I'm going to have another music break. And then I want to tackle some myth. All right. Some marriage myth or so. Just maybe 4 or 2 or 3 and then get into some, what is that? Traits maybe that are so important, that we discuss about, that we talk about it. Okay. So when I come back, we look at some myth, marriage myth, and or relationship myth, if you look at that way. So are you marriage materials? That's what we're discussing. So let's go to another music break and let's go to the icon. I said icon, you know, one of the world, legendary icon, you know, Michael Jackson's. Will you be there? So let's go, to Michael Jackson. Will you be there?
Jordan, and I will then say to thee, you are my friend. Carry me like you are my brother. Love me like a mother. Will you be there? you scold me? We're lost where you find me.
But they told me I'm meant to be faithful. And while we're not able, and fly till the end, but I'm only human.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And that was Michael Jackson's Will You Be There. So our time is about 43 minutes past the hour of 12. And, well, you haven't come through yet. And we're talking whether you are marriage materials and that you are afraid to come through because you are not. Eh? No, I'm just kidding. So, alright, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about whether you are marriage materials. We're looking at, we look at a check self checklist to see if you are marriage material. We're looking at some of the traits that are needed for a partner, you know, that you need as a partner in a relationship or in a marriage. Yeah. So, and I just put it in a way of a question just to check, you know, do I have those traits? And if I don't, those are things that we need to work on because if we're thinking that, and it's to bring out the issues that you will encounter in a marriage, the good one and the bad one. So things that, you know, you will definitely encounter and you should be ready. If not ready, be able to, you should be aware that these are actually skills and temperament that I need to develop, to be a marriage material. All right. So yeah, those, that's the way how we look at that. Yeah. I wanted also to look at some myth. You know what it's a myth, things that people tend to believe they are true. But they are actually, false, you know? So some statement or some kind of a belief that people believe to be true, but in actual fact, there are no evidence that's supporting that, or they are not true at all. You know, it's just a statement maybe made out of, you know, whatever the case may be. So yeah, one is that being in love is enough. Okay. There are people who believe that being in love, it's actually enough. That's as long as you're in love, that's enough. Just think of how many people you have been in love. Has it been enough? you know, has it been enough? Being in love is not enough. Love matters. It's very important. It feels good when you actually in you're married to someone that you love and you understand each other. Love matters. But love, it doesn't teach, you know, when you think being, when you say being in love is enough, love, it doesn't teach communication. It doesn't teach money skills, that things that we talk about. It doesn't teach, it doesn't, you know, when you have a conflict, you know, it love automatically doesn't just repair tensions or a conflict that you have. You have to have some skills in managing conflict. You understand? Love is not enough, but it matters. Yeah, that's actually a myth where you as long as you're in love, you know. And some of these things would actually make love disappear. Yeah? If you don't know how to communicate, for example, yeah? If you don't know how to communicate, if you don't know how to, you know, to manage your finance, if you don't know how to solve your conflict and all that, well, in the way you see the other person, gonna totally be changed. So being in love is enough. That's a myth. Okay. So, and as I said, love matter, but love itself, in itself, it doesn't solve the other solution. You need to have skills as well, to be able to, you know, to stay in love. You can put it that way. You need other skills. You need communication skills to stay in love. You need money skills to stay in love. You need conflict management skills to stay in love. Without those skills and other skills, you know, you need to be patient. You need to be whatever, you know, to stay in love. So being in love is not enough. So unless you come through and tell me otherwise, okay? So that's a myth. There's another myth that you must be perfect before marriage. All right? Nope. That, and what we're talking about, what I'm asking now, are you marriage materials? It doesn't mean that you should be this perfect, you know, before marriage. No. Grow together. The growth together is also normal and healthy, where you actually grow together. Perfect is a trap. It's absolutely a trap. You know, you don't have to be perfect, you know, before your marriage. So, but remember the things that we talked about those self-check things that we look, just that self-check that we trait that we look at, you know, be aware of it. Yeah? Be aware of it, you know, have an understanding that this is, don't go into blindly. That's why we, you know, we're talking about those. Don't go into blindly and you don't even know what you need to grow. So you have to understand, for my business to be successful, I need to understand what are the things that I need to do to make sure my business actually successful. What are those things that I need to do? You know, maybe I need to spend, I need to do marketing more. You understand? Or maybe I need to do, you know, one-on-one, you know, or maybe I need to ask for a loan. To be able to do A, B, C, D. So maybe I need to, whatever. You need to know what you need to do to be successful. Are you following? So you need to know what you need to do to be successful in any ventures that you're in. Marriage as a venture as well, or relationship as a venture. And this is where people don't put so much effort into it. It will never last. It will never be successful. Then you need to know what is that I need to do to be successful in a marriage. And sometimes these are things that are actually not taught, you know, in your marriage preparation or marriage workshop or whatever the case may be. So growth together is normal. You don't need to be perfect. And it's healthy as well. So you growing together. You don't need to be perfect. Now, the other myth is marriage will fix me. Yeah, you remember those kind of things where people say, you will change when you get married. Once you marry, you will change. No way. That's not true. That's a lie. You know? Marriage actually amplifies who you are already. What would it change? Nothing. Eh? Well, therapy would help. You know, if there's a problem, you know, therapy would help. But marriage alone rarely fixes, you know, if you have some deep personal issues, you have to sort those one. Marriage won't fix that. You actually become a baggage. You become actually a baggage. Yeah, you become a baggage to someone. Eh? So marriage will not fix you, will not fix you. So there's that myth that marriage will fix you. No, actually marriage will actually amplify who you are already. Eh? If you are a cheater, you will continue to be a cheater. It's not within the marriage, it's within you. The change has to come from you. Do you understand? Marriage is not an automatic thing. It's not some kind of a magic thing that a spell that's sent, that's just a spell that is sent on you, kind of like, oh, I just have a spell, now I have changed. Then some kind of magic. No. If you don't change now, if you don't say that it is wrong to cheat, you won't see it's wrong to cheat when you're married. Do you understand? So marriage won't fix you. All right? So, and the fourth one is, if we argue often, there are those who feel that if we argue often, you know, and these are things that I'm bringing this because these are people that I met through counseling. You know, sometimes the assumption people that have, or this myth people have, if we argue often, we are doomed. There are those people who just think that, yeah, we argue every day, you know, we argue every day. I think this relationship is just doomed, you know, there's nowhere we go. So not all argument is bad. So you have to understand that not all argument is bad. Eh? It's how you argue. It's how you argue that actually predict the outcome. Eh? How you argue? What do you argue? Do you argue to win? So there are those people argue to win an argument. Yeah, definitely that's the outcome of that would be totally different because you would do anything to win. But do you argue to really know the truth? Eh? Do you argue for the purpose of the truth, or do you argue just because I want to win at any cost? Yeah. So there are certain patterns that one can actually, that are very dangerous when it comes to this. Contentment, defensiveness, stonewalling, you know, criticism. Yeah. But you can also have constructive conflict. The constructive conflict can strengthen the bond, you know? Yeah? So it depends. It really depends how you argue. So those are the myth that sometimes people became, you know, believed, and once they believe them, they start to think that they are true, you know. So, yeah. So, which are not, you know, as we look at that, that's not true at all. So there's also other things also. Maybe I can touch on a little bit. What is our time now? Our time is just about 5 minutes, you know, to one. Well, the other thing is how then becoming material, being marriage material, how do you become, how do you become marriage material? Well, from what we discussed, one thing is that work on yourself. Okay? We talked about the attractive quality, which is also very important for attracting a partner, you know, which is, it's needed. You need to look good. You need to feel good. You need to have confidence in yourself. Those are very good qualities. But you also focus on a personal development, you know, your well-being. So if you come in a relation broken, you know, you're not marriage material. If you are not healed from the past relationship, yeah, if you have some traumas in your life and all that, you are not marriage material. So work, it doesn't mean, remember what I said also, that remember the myth that we talked about, that you need to be perfect, you know, before marriage. That's not the case. That's not what I'm talking about. That's why I just sort mentioned those myths, you know. But work on it. The whole question is that focus on personal development. But some of you don't even know that you damage. Eh? You don't even recognize your own trauma. They're affecting you, but you don't even recognize that. So work on yourself. So how do you become marriage material? Communicate, communicate, communicate. Practice. Sometimes this is just become like, and this is real. Practice active listening. We don't listen. I know that. Eh? We listen to react. Eh? And remember the things that we talked about. Eh? Remember the questions that I've been asking, the questions that I've been asking you, you know. Some of those questions, what triggered, you know, do you remain calm when you are triggered? Eh? So communicate, communicate, communicate. You know, and be clear about your needs. Those are the things. You know, be clear about your need, your desires. If they are not communicated, you know, how would other people know what you want? There was a discussion the other times that someone had been with a person. This lady has been with this guy for about how many? 7 years or something like this guy ended up actually marrying someone. That's not fair. I mean, but there's certain, when you reach, as a woman, for example, when you reach age of 25, you should be able to communicate clearly what are your needs, what are your desires. If you are looking for a relationship, if you are looking for a marriage relationship, communicate that clearly. Communicate that those needs and desires. Yeah? So these are things that are learnable. I mean, you can learn communication skills. Okay? Those are things that we can help you how to communicate, and you can improve them through practice and also through studies as well. You can study actually communication skills. Yeah? So the other things, how do you become marriage material? Be accountable. Okay? That's very important. I'm just highlighting a few things. Okay? There could be other things that are also important, but these are very important. Be accountable. Accountable for your own mistakes. Yeah? When you're not accountable, you know, you are not really being in a relationship. Apologize sincerely. Okay? So to build trust, that requires integrity. Being integrity means you own your mistake. That's what being integrity means. Being requires integrity and requires accountability. Being able to be accountable and said, I'm sorry, I did this wrong, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Be accountable. That's what I'm trying now to help you. Becoming marriage material, those qualities are very important. Develop them. Start to develop those, being accountable. Okay? So clarify clarify your values. Okay? Know what you want out of life. And out of a partnership, out of marriage. What is that you want? when you don't know what you want out of life, you become a confusion to the other person. You become actually just a follower, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but you can know what you want, and together you form that goal together as a partnership. That's what we're talking about. Know what you want out of life and a partnership, you know, because this is a partnership. Now, and this also will help you find a partner whose values, and this is very important, whose values align with yours. So, remember what we talked about, that there are traits for attracting a partner, and there are also traits for being a good partner. You know? So now we're looking at, but now what I'm saying that, you know your values, know what you want out of life and out of this partnership. What is that you want? Okay? So, and ultimately being marriage material, it's about being ready. It's about being ready for commitment. Do you understand? You must be ready for commitment, ready for partnership, not just doing things on your own. If you're not ready for commitment, don't. Sometimes you think you are. Yeah? Sometimes you think you are, and this is something you think you have to think seriously. Ready for partnership, ready for a shared journey. You know, this, you are on a journey, and this now journey is not, you're not alone anymore. Yeah? So you're not here alone anymore. So now you are with somebody on the journey. So make sure that you are ready for that shared journey. All right. And that's bring us to, you know, it bring us to the end. It's about 3 minutes past the hour of one. It bring us to the end of Mind Matter. And I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you in a good hands of the matriarch, Elizabeth. So, but at the heart of what we talk about, being marriage material, is about being person of character. You know, it's being a person of character. It's about integrity, empathy, and love. It's a commitment to grow yourself, you know, so you have something to offer as a partner, as a partnership. That's what they said. What do you bring on the table? You know, so you have, you know, you're a person of character. Even if I don't have to bring anything, I have a character that, you know, that brings something, that offer, you know, that I can offer in this partnership. So not about being perfect. It's about being present. Okay? This is what I always tell people. It's about being present. It's about being kind. It's about being real. So are you marriage material? And if you are willing to try, to learn, to love, and to grow, then the answer is probably yes, you are. All right? So, and that brings us to the end. So, and let's do that again. There will be a break. I will be going on leave at some point during the course of this week. So, I don't know what changes will be coming, you know. But definitely until I come back, so I don't think next Saturday we will have Mind Matter. We will have probably Mind Matter. Maybe somebody else can be able to do that. So yeah. So let's until next year. Until next year on Mind Matter. So but we will still be together for tomorrow, for Monday on Unpacking the Day until, you know, I go for leave. So for now, have a great weekend. Enjoy your wedding. Enjoy whatever that you're doing. Okay. Make sure that you're careful. And I love what David always said. You know, don't touch other people's people. Okay. Don't touch other people's people. Okay. So until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Mike Oshavelli.